Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to badlandsranch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 today.
Welcome to Lorehammer. We got an interesting little episode today, just a short little promo. People told me many, many times that I have a face for radio, but I'll tell you, I've been invited to an event. Lorehammer is coming to Edmonton. Where and when? We're going on September 6th, 7th, and 8th. Basically, it's like Friday to Sunday type thing. And it's going to be at Taps Games Edmonton. And I have on here JP to tell us why we are going to Edmonton. What are we up to, man? We're up to an adventure, clearly.
Thanks for having me, my friend. So this is our second year of 40 Hours of 40K Canada, which is, in a nutshell, a charity that raises awareness and bring the conversation about men's mental health and suicide prevention. I'm a veteran, so I've struggled with mental health before. I've lost a few friends to suicide, and the hobby really kind of saved me when I got out of the Army. I didn't know what to do with myself, and it kind of gave me like something to do while I was figuring out my life. And next thing you know, it became a lot bigger. And here we are, second year of this amazing event. And it is in support of Ed's Up Guys. Like, obviously, 40 Hours of 40K Canada is not a charity in itself. Yet, maybe I'll venture down there eventually. But right now, we are piggybacking on the back end of Heads Up Guys, which is a charity out of UBC Faculty of Medicine, and they are a full fledged charity. So they're the one handling all the money side of things. So cool. You donate to them, you helping us, and we raise awareness and we save dudes at the end of the day.
No, I really like that, man. Like, you know, my story of 40K isn't as dramatic as yours, but like, growing up playing 40K, it kept me out of trouble. It kept me grounded. And also just the community side is the thing. So I'm happy to kind of get involved and do this men's mental health charity event where there will be 40K gaming and stuff. We'll get into that in a second. But also we're supporting an actual charity event, Heads Up for Guys, which is, yeah, it's cool. I'm a Canadian. You're Canadian. This is not hometown, but this is city next to me. So this is local. And you know, I don't like violence, but I like being safe from violence. And that's what you guys are all about. And you took bullets for us, you know. So let's raise awareness for this. And maybe tell us about the tournament end of things and all that.
All right, cool. So originally it started in the UK, and I was brought on board in 2020 to the UK team. And I really, really enjoy that. Met a lot of solid dudes, like just studs, like amazing painters. And now lifetime friends, because I did the journey in 2022 to the UK to pitch my idea of a Canadian chapter, which was well received, obviously, since we're here talking about this. So what it is, 40 hours, 40K, like the guys are going to be rolling dice for 40 hours straight. So it is an enduring event. And based on last year's experience, there's a few troopers that really stuck with me the whole time. I was there for almost 50 hours at the end of the day when everything was said and done, like set up and tear down plus the whole event. And there were some guys that stayed in the trenches with me the whole time. And it was so crazy. Something else.
I love that. 40 hours of 40K. I can't commit that much time, but goodness gracious, do I wish I could.
Yeah. So, I mean, last year we had 8 tables. This year we're doubled since we have a bigger venue. So we're 16 table. It's still 10 slots of 4 hours. So the guys have 4 hours to play all their rounds. BCP is the app that we're using to keep on scoring. Last year we really focused on the mental health side of thing and the charity aspect of things. So we didn't really have a first, second, third. But this year we are introducing the first, second, third. We have some really cool little trophies, like 3D printed stuff that I got done by a local guy, spray painted gold, silver, bronze kind of thing. There'll be obviously like a best sport and then best painted army. And then we have like tons of prize. So the main driving force behind this event is that I've assembled a crew of about 22 artists. From BC to Nova Scotia, two guys in the States, one guy in the UK. And we are painting a 2,000-point army of Imperial Guards this year. Last year we did Orcs, tremendous, tremendous success. This year we're doing Guards. Two of our artists are actually Golden Demon winners. So Between these two, there's like 34 Golden Demons, which is ridiculous, not a number. So one guy in the States, Chris Bohr, and one guy in Ontario, James Craig, which are like studs. Like just so good.
That's super cool to be able to potentially walk away with that. You also mentioned there's like tote bags like with
So this year a bit different than last year. Absolutely. This year a bit different than last year. Last year was just like $10 buy-in, which, you know, show me a proof that you donated $10 to the charity and that's your buy-in, which was great. I mean, last year we raised $13,000. Which was amazing.
That is crazy. Congrats. Yeah.
And the format is like, okay, like every $5 give you a ticket. So if you want to win that army and you drop $500, you have a lot more chances to win than buddy that just did like $10, obviously.
Yeah.
Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to badlandsranch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 today.
And then the army is one thing, but we also have like a potload of side prizes. Like Fenris Workshop in Quebec City is donating a full art entry sets for Pearl Krill, a couple of the brushes that I favor, like Rosemary & Co., Red Claw here in town, donated a couple $100 worth of gift cards and bits and bobs. Nice. We have another army that was donated by a kind soul. It's an Admech army, about 2,000 or 3,000 points, not painted, but built, I believe. And then TAPS has a lot of side prizes as well. The way TAPS do their things is like the guy that finished last usually have the biggest prize, which is just to foster that community of like, hey, yeah, I suck today and I lost all my game, but look at me, I'm going home with a combat patrol or something.
You got to keep them addicted to the plastic crack, and that's how you do it. I think it's called love bombing, maybe, but...
Maybe. I've heard about that before.
You guys are kind of having some booths and stuff there?
Or yeah, like, so obviously that's up. Guys will have their booth. I believe I'll have a paint and take kind of, like, because obviously my background is I paint. I don't play much. That's not my jam. I like assembling people together and get the army going. That's cool. I'm good at that, logistics and whatnot. But I'll be running a painting table. So I have a bunch of like Infernus Marines and whatnot, lots of paint that people can come in and just either try their hands at it for the first time or come in with their own pieces and be like, hey man, I'm struggling with this. Can you help me out? And I have 40 hours to help them either go over hurdles or learn techniques or whatnot. And then obviously Lorehammer was gracefully volunteered himself to come over. So we'll have a booth with these guys as well. To do whatever they do best, which is talk about the lore and the Warhammer.
Yeah, I haven't quite fully decided what we're going to do at that booth, but it's going to probably be a number of things. Like, I would love to chat to as many people about 40K as possible and just check out armies and take pictures of stuff, you know.
Yeah.
Live streaming, there'll definitely be Instagram live events throughout the day where I'll just be walking around and doing stuff. Yep. And, you know, I would love to try to do an episode, but we have to see about sound quality and all that before I promise anything, but like,
absolutely,
it's going to be cool. That booth, you know, maybe we'll bring some paints and maybe I'll raffle off one of my own personal armies that I'm trying to get rid of. Just know that I'm a plotter and a schemer. So Lorehammer is going to have a booth there. And like, I'm super hyped. This is kind of the very first event Lorehammer's ever really been to that is grown. So thank you so much for the invite.
No, thanks for having us on your podcast and then for showing face at the event itself. That was not in the plan, but I will make room for it because I think it's fantastic to have like...
You just find the darkest corner for me and that's good, you know?
Oh, fantastic. I love it. I love it.
You mentioned there's going to be maybe potentially some food trucks or something.
Correct. So Lane, one of the owner of Taps, has some really good connection, and then in our initial like coordination meeting, you mentioned that he'll try to get a food truck so that people can be fed throughout the event, and even maybe like some kegs of beer so people can have a costume, like a little wobbly pop or two while they're playing. That's all legit. Like, we'll have the licensing for that. We'll have the licensing for that. And then last year we had the news that came in to kind of give us like a little bit of a 5 o'clock spotlight. So I'm trying to get the news as well involved this year again. But in order to get that, I need people. So I need people to sign up. I need people to come and play with us. I need people to donate. I mean, at the end of the day, we're doing this to raise awareness and money for Heads Up Guys, really. And it'd be great if we can be.
Yeah. Do you want to go over one more time the time, the place, and kind of just the core specifics of what we need to know to get involved?
So once again, 40 hours of 40K, 6, 7, 8 of September at Taps Games in Edmonton. It's on the south side of the city. The registration is through Taps online. You can go and purchase your individual ticket. This year is a bit steepier price-wise. Last year was $10 buy-in. This year it's $50 because we want to grow. But out of this, you'll get a swag bag. You'll get custom-made dice from 40 Hours of 40K. You'll get custom objective markers as well. We got tons of stickers, gift cards, and there'll be merch as well for sale.
And you'll get Lorehammer, which is the greatest gift of all.
I know. It's a gift that keeps on giving.
Yeah. So we'll include all the links in that in this podcast below for Taps and all that kind of stuff. So if you don't remember it, just click in the podcast link below, and it'll kind of direct you. I'm excited to I'm looking forward to a couple things when I come back to Canada. I'm looking forward to food. I was looking forward to seeing a couple friendly faces, and now I'm looking forward to rolling some dice.
Yes, that'd be good. I'll roll some dice with you.
Yeah. All right. Well, thanks for coming on and telling us about the cool things that you're doing, and just, you know, however you people are getting involved, like community is why I started Lorehammer personally, and you've taken it to a serious level and make a serious community as well. I'm just a fucking jokester. So, well, thanks, JP. See you soon. Adios.
All right. Cheers. Adios.
Get 15% off a set of BrakeMess Select, Select Pro, or Import Direct brake pads and two rotors now at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.